All right. Well, we've got a few of our kids going out. We're going to keep some of them because they're headed to camp, and we're going to let our youth who have just come back from camp share a little bit about what God has been doing in their lives, really throughout the year that gets culminated sometimes at camp. And, you know, we are so grateful for what God is doing, and we are really grateful for what is happening with our youth. And so we're going to take a chance or a time for them to speak here in just a moment. And just to make sure we have enough time, I had a kind of a PowerPoint of their camp. And I'm going to play that while you're greeting. And as you come back seated, you can see it as it goes. So that'll give us an opportunity to greet one another. And as we get seated, you'll watch the last part. And youth, when we get done greeting, that's your cue not to go back and sit down, but to come up here, and then when that PowerPoint is finished, we'll be started. So let's just take a minute and let's greet one another. And youth leaders also. And as that kind of filters down there, as you can see, our kids had a good time, and God did a lot of wonderful things in their lives, and just being a part of this group and going up there is a wonderful thing, because, you know, it's not an event we're going to, but to be able to see how this group has really gelled and has come under where they submit themselves to Christ and try to live like he wants to over the past, I guess it'd been, is it 3 or 4 years? Tom, how long has it been? It's been 3 or 4 years?
Since what?
Since I came in, we started with the youth.
4 years?
4 years? I think it's four. But each year, it's kind of like the seniors lead us to a certain place and then they move off, and it's not like we go back and start again. We kind of pick up from where we left off. And when Cody gave his heart to Christ that next day, I guess I got to face you. If I turn the other way, my microphone goes off. That next day, he was in services and things like that, and he told us he really had been convicted that he had not been a good influence in some people's lives. Is that putting it about right? And he said, he had one friend, he said, I really want to pray for him. We prayed for him, and we came here Wednesday night, and you had him here. And that's pretty cool, because what that says is that when we see how great God is and how much he can do in our lives, you want to share it with somebody else, right? And that is really something that I have watched develop, and the boldness of our kids, that not just having friendships or whatever, but being able to sit down with people and bring up that question, where's your heart with God? Do you feel God calling you? Have you given your heart to Christ? How many of you know that is a difficult question to ask somebody? And our kids ask it in conversations with one another. Because it's a natural part of their life to have Christ and his love as part of your life. And I can remember when you had that verse up there that, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Remember that one, Katie? You don't remember when you had it out there? That's how we grow. You're not ashamed of it now, are you? No. She can share. And I'll tell you what, isn't that great that God is such a natural part of our lives that just talking about Christ is natural? That's tremendous growth. And it's growth that not only we notice in how it bonds us together, but when we go to student life camp, they notice it. And that's pretty cool too. Well, we're just going to kind of open this up. And this is like what you call being totally abandoned to the Spirit with no idea what's going to happen. So maybe we got to buckle up. But we're just going to open this up. And anyone who feels like there's something that they would like to share, something they feel like they learned about God or that God has spoken to them that they want to share, to allow us to kind of experience that same thing. That microphone is open for you to step up. And so let's see who's brave enough to break the ice. Okay, well, Victoria, you're going to have to be second.
All right, yeah, so this is microphone. As you can see from everybody's shirts, our theme this year was Come to the Table. And for me, it was a really big reiteration of what I needed to, kind of realize about, like, the family of Christ and just about how much God really satisfies there. And it was something for me, firstly just really being inspired by this youth group and just how inclusive they are, how much they want everybody to come in, how accepting and loving and involved they all can be. And, of course, they had that carry over with some of what used to be the high school boys group and us meeting up, like 2 to 3 times a week now. And, just having some of that connection, it's great. And for me, it was something, I remember there was a moment there in worship where we were all asked to close our eyes. And it was the simplest thing. Like, to me at first, it was kind of corny. And then I got involved in it, and we were asked to visualize just us at the table with all of the family of Christ right there, and then Christ at the head of the table. And so I finally went along with it, and then my heart started to get a little bitter because I never really felt like I quite had that with my family, not really having my mother around all the time, not having my dad around, and just kind of having my grandparents. And I started feeling kind of bitter and jealous, and then I remembered Christ there at the table and all of the family of Christ right there too, and just how satisfying that was, how loved I was, how God not only filled that hole that was like there in my chest for family, but how God filled that hole that I was missing there for him. And just all that love right there, it was great. And I don't want anybody here to miss out on that. I don't want anybody here in this youth group who especially feels a conviction to come up and talk to feel like, anything's going to hurt them here, because that's what this church is here for. That's what everybody's here for, is to make sure that we feel loved and accepted and encouraged, that we can grow in our knowledge of God. Yeah, so I guess that was all.
And, of course, many of you know Jacob, and one of the things that we were up there, because Jacob's been up there, and he's, he's not like the kid that hides in the closet. How many of you know who Jacob is from being around here? Okay. I think it was 3 years ago, may have been 4, but I think it was 3 years ago. Jacob he was coming to that camp, he was coming into this youth group, and he had lost his family. His father had passed away, before that, and he was actually brought into this group by someone who was trying to befriend him in a very, very difficult, isolated time. He was angry. He was bitter at God, not just the world, but also at the world. And walking around that campus and watching God free him, both through the things that happened in this youth group, the way he was loved with Christ's love by people, and the opportunities to do things like that. And here he is, 3 years later, and when they have free time, he's having a Bible study mentoring another student. And, just sat there. We had a session with the student life camp leaders, and we just talked about that. What a miracle that is, that God can take someone who's hurting, who's bitter, who's empty, who's angry, and can replace everything lost in their life emotionally with his presence, to the point that he is so filled with Christ and gratitude that he would spend his free time helping someone else. That's pretty cool. Who else? Oh, Victoria.
They'll hear myself you. Breathe. Okay. This is weird. Okay. Before I went to camp, I really didn't want to go at all. And I thought, since I had no one to go with, I was not going to have a fun time. And even if Ossia wasn't there, I would have had a fun time. I remember the second night I was there, I texted my dad, I said, I'm glad I came. And that night was a night where people went outside and let go of things. I mean, I went outside. And if I didn't go, I wouldn't have been able to build that relationship with God.
I really don't know where you're doing good.
Okay. Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say. I don't. Okay. People are just looking at me.
Did you go blank?
Yeah, I had something in my mind. I forgot what I was about
but
to say.
Let me say this, and maybe it'll come to you while you're going. And I don't want to embarrass Victoria, but she's the youngest person we took. She's 11?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, she's 12.
She's 12. She's 12. Oh, as a matter of fact, that reminds me of the thing I forgot. We also have a birthday of one of our leaders today, Lisa. So. Edda would have killed me if I forgot that. But we're not taking our middle schoolers we're transitioning out of not taking them as a big group to student life camp. They're going to the middle school camp at Woodlands. She came to our church late and was not able to sign up and go. So we didn't want her not to have a camp experience, so we let her go here. And she was a little afraid because everybody was older. But I'll just tell one story while she's thinking. About how God is using even her at 12 years old. We came and we're sitting around in our big group afterwards to kind of break down what God has done for the day. And Victoria is talking about when she felt like they were going through and talking about getting up and talking to your youth pastor if you felt like God wanted more of your life. And actually they were saying a little different, but that's what she felt. And so she said she was afraid to get up. Let me ask you this. How many of you have ever been that way, where you felt God was calling you to respond, but you were afraid to? And so she struggled with that a little bit, and then she got up and she came down. And we talked about that a little bit in the group. And then after we talked about it, she goes, well, I got three questions. Mm-hmm. So everybody's laughing because they know these three questions. She said, I got three questions. She said, first off, how many of you raised your hand when the pastor was talking about you needing to give yourself to Christ? And then we had about 13 kids that raised their hand. Now, he was talking about giving your heart to Christ for the first time, although all 13 of our kids have already done that. They were hearing God say, I want more of you now. You're older, you're more mature, I need more of you. So they all raised their hands. And then she said, well, let me ask you this. Second question. Is anybody here that felt like raising your hand and didn't raise it? And we had a couple more raise their hand. And then she said, my third question is this. Why didn't you get up and go? That's an interesting question, isn't it?
It's kind of more harsh than that. But
say that again?
It was kind of more harsh than that. I was like, why not?
Yeah, why not? How many of you know that that really honestly is a question that we ought to feel comfortable enough to ask ourselves? You know, are you responding to Christ? What's holding you back? That should be part of our conversations. We got a young girl who feels comfortable enough to say it, and was anybody offended at that question? We've got a group that can hear a question like that and respond to it. And how many of you would admit we all need to ask that question at times? We need to, when we hear God calling, sometimes it's a little tough and we're afraid to respond. And sometimes we need somebody to come in there and say, hey, is God speaking to you? What are you holding back? Come on. Sometimes we need that encouragement. Did you think of what you were going to say?
I thought of it, and now I'm thinking of other things. I'm kind of, really excited for the fifth graders that are coming into sixth grade, into the youth, because we might actually, I was been told that we might have a mission trip.
We're working
still,
on it.
Like, some of them kind of want to still go on that. Any things that we do with this church, lots of people get closer with him, and that's what I want happening because that happened to me, and yeah.
Good. Well, that's good. That's good. I think that's the whole thing. We want to get closer to God and closer to each other as his family. Who else has something to say?
Okay, so I got a lot out of going to camp for the first time, but the primary thing that I got was a couple days before camp. I was praying to God, and I felt like I needed to write down what I was praying. And so I ended up making a list of 7 things that I wanted to get out of camp. And so I kind of forgot about the list. And so I just went to camp, and then the second day I looked back at the list, and then I was all like, oh my gosh, God, you answered so many of these already. And one of them, or 3 of them, I'll only say 3. One was to make friends, make more friends. Another was I was praying for music that would touch, just really reach out to me. And the third one was that I could find someone to sing with. Well, I found someone to sing with. I found a random girl. There was a showcase, and we were just talking together after we did devotions. And then I was like, hey, you want to sing with me tomorrow? And so she did, and we had an awesome little worship session outside. She played guitar, and I sang my favorite song, and she sang hers. And then I made a lot of friends after the showcase. After I sang, I was just up on stage and just kind of worshiping. And that really, you know, spoke to some people. They went up to me, I talked to them, they talked to me, and I made a lot of friends that way. And I was able to share my faith with that as well. And yeah, I've learned what my goal is, how I'm supposed to reach out to people with music, and how that will be able to affect them, and how I'll be able to bring them to the table.
And you're good at it. That's good. So what I want you to kind of hear in that is how naturally her faith is just integrated in what she's talking about. Like, she says, I want to make friends. And then as she goes on later, you can tell those are friends she can share her faith and worship with. She's talking about she wants to make Christ-centered friends. And she doesn't even think about having to say it in a churchy way, because that's just how she thinks right now. She's thinking about God at the center of everything she does, and that's how you see it, because it's natural. That's really cool. Who else? Kendall, you can go next. That's good. No, come on, Kim. Come on, Katie.
We went the first week of camp, so it was kind of smaller, and it was nice. We got to meet more people and have closer friendships. And they always have a compassion representative of somebody who actually went through the program. And so I got to know the guy really well. His name is Billups, and he's from Kenya. And
we know you like compassion.
Yeah. But actually getting to meet him and talk to him, even before I actually spoke to him, you could just see on his face and his smile, how he actually loved Jesus, and his relationship with him was really real. And he had a little group that me and some of the other people went to during free time, and you could just see how the world meant nothing to him. And he said that the real poverty is somebody who doesn't have hope. And I just thought that was really cool, and that really convicted me about how I tend to be a friend of the world. And I think he was a good example of somebody who's not like that, and genuine, real faith. And yeah,
well, that's cool. That's cool. Kendall? Or Colby, excuse me. Kendall's her sister.
Yeah, I'm Colby, not Kendall. Just want to make that clear. Well, this was my first year of going to student life, and I had no idea what to expect. I was where does all get out? And so I go, and I was I roomed with Cassie and Kendall, and I think it was the first or second night, we sit there, and me and Cassie and Kendall are just talking, and we end up all sitting there going around and praying, and it was in our dorm, and it was so cool. And but when I went, the friends I made that I had no idea who these people were, and that I got out of my comfort zone, and I could just walk up to random people and be like, hey, I'm Colby, what's up, and just strike up a conversation with them. And so yeah, just and then like, I feel like I was changed by this whole experience going to student life in a way, because I got home and I was like, I want to be closer to God, and I want to be able to, like, reach out to people and bring them to church and, like, stuff like that. So, like, I got this random idea that I'm going to send out a Bible verse every day to everybody in my contacts list. And so I have, and I did miss one day, which, sorry about that, but but I did miss one day, but I made it up because I sent it on Sunday. What Kathy said, that counts twice. But yeah, so like, I'm just, I don't know, I feel closer to God now that I did go to this camp. And like, our youth group is, like, you should have seen Wednesday. Like, we were, like, the closest we've ever been. Like, it was so loving. But, yeah.
Well, that's good. That's just, when you pour your love into people and God's love fills them up, you want to pour it out. That's really good. Who else? Okay, Alicia.
Hi. Okay. So this is my second year at Student Life, and honestly, I wasn't really thinking of, like, the God aspect of it, really, because last year I had such a good time, and I was thinking, like, I'll meet new people, and I'll have fun, and, like, eat lots of food and stuff, and, yeah, so I realized that before camp, whenever I would, like, have bad thoughts about myself, or just something bad in general would happen to me, I wouldn't go to God about it. Like, I wouldn't pray about it at all. I would just, like, ask for help from my friends and my family. And I realized that it's so important to go to God when you have something on your heart, or, like, just in general, you know? And, yeah, I just realized that, I don't know how to word this, but I've been praying a lot lately since I got back from camp. And I just felt a lot closer to God, and yeah, that was
it. Well, I think you worded it perfectly.
Thank you.
That's good. And you know, God puts us on earth to help and encourage one another, and we can put Band-Aids on, but only God can heal. So, I mean, when you find that connection, not trying to get things from other people, which God will give you stuff from other people, but when you realize, I've got to go past other people, I've got to find God, I've got to find Christ as the answer for my problems, then how many of you know that you've made a huge step right there? That's a huge step. Anybody else? Okay, Tim. Tim, this might be a little low for you. You might want to use that one.
Hi, I'm Tim. This is my first time going to Student Life, and I don't know, like, before I came to camp, I felt like I had starting, like, to go through the motions, just to come to church, like, on Sunday and, like, Wednesday, and just, you know, chill out, and I had no idea what, like, God would do in my life, like, when I came to Student Life. And then one of the days, the pastor dude, he challenged us to do this praying for 21 days, and like he like preached out of this like part, and it, like, I don't know, it helped, like it was an example on like how to pray, like in the Bible and everything. And like after Student Life, like we're in all these group chats, right? And I've actually tried to like keep up with that, and like I've like been like you doing my devotionals and stuff like that, like on my phone, like I have an app for it. And like I guess Student Life like gave me a desire, like how Carmen said earlier in like a group, a desire to like want him. And I don't know, that's what I got out of it. Yeah,
that's bye. A lot. That's a lot. Anybody else?
Yeah, well, like the last day of Student Life, when we were all like trying to go to sleep, Jordan Grant came up with the idea for everyone to say something special about each of us in our dorm. And I was like, dude, I'm trying to go to sleep. Why are you doing this? But like, when we all went around, it was like really encouraging to hear how like special like I am to people or whatever. And it was just like really encouraging. And yeah, that was it.
And we are all special. We are all special. And we need to encourage each other that way. I'm going to put one on the spot because we're going to end up with a adult leader, and I'm going to let Les take just a second and share. He had said he might have something earlier, but I know Les enough to know when all the kids are talking, he will sit back. But I think he's got something worth hearing. So
I made a long list of things to talk about here.
Well, you can't do them all.
Oh. Okay. Well, first of all, any of you who donated, supported your kids to go.
That's where your money went.
That's
for that.
That's awesome. You see the results of what you donated right here. To see so many first-timers get up and speak here about how the camp affected them and their relationship with God, that's awesome. That blows me away, because a lot of these kids have been two or three times, four or five times, and they already knew it. They knew what to expect. But the first timers, wow, that's great. Jacob, he was a graduate from our program, and he led a group. He was the family leader for a group all by himself this year. And that is an awesome responsibility. And I heard nothing but good stuff about it. Cassie's goals that she used, we shared it in our family life group. And that inspired others, inspired me. Next year, I'm going to put my goals down beforehand so I can see what God did. Victoria, wow, she's the new leader. We lost leaders last year. We lost a lot of good leaders last year.
Real good ones.
And I can see Victoria being the next leader in this group to ask those pointed questions, to call those people out. Wow, at 11 years old, that's awesome. I can't say any more about that. Let's see. Oh, and the last thing, the girls and the guys in their own dorms in the middle of the night praying and talking about God, talking about their feelings for God on their own, no leaders involved. What does that say about your group here? That's really God at work. And I thank you all for the opportunity to work with them. Thanks.
Yep, we're good. And you know, we talk about it all the time. God is always at work. And he is not just at work in the kids' lives. He's at work in the adults' lives. If we think that we've come to a place where we've got it together, where we can share, that means that we've gotten to a place where we think we don't need to grow. And how many of you kids up here, I know some of you haven't been here as long, but how many of you kids up here can see a tremendous difference in the last three or four years? I mean, some of you adults have heard Les speak before, and the freedom he has speaking here. Les is not the kind of guy who likes to speak in front of people. But God has just done a tremendous work in each one of our lives, and in Les's also. And I think one of the good things is that kids are getting a lot out of stuff, but I think our adults, would you agree, we're growing more than the kids are. And see, one person appreciates it, but but that's how it is, because how do you teach someone to grow in Christ if you're not growing? We ought to be growing faster and with more fervor and intensity, and we ought to be seeking God and what he could change in our lives at a harder rate than the kids if we expect them to see that and grow. And we've got a group of leaders that actually does that. And so I do want to ask you to just give a round of applause for our leaders. We got some good ones. And I'd like to ask the worship team if they would come on up here, and we're going to end, because after something like that, hearing God work, how many of you say we need to just praise God before we go home? So we're going to sing a song before we do that. And guys, Tim, did you have something? Ossie had something? Okay, say it real quick, and we'll let the band kind of move on up here. And guys, we're going to let you guys, as she finishes, we'll just kind of move to the front and give that band a little room to get in here. They may have room as it is. We'll see. Go ahead, Ossie.
Going back to what Les said about Jacob, I was in Jacob's family group, and he, like, on the first time we ever met, he was talking about how he was worried and how he was afraid. And, like, at the end, like, one night we were in our church groups, and I was talking about how all the worrying that he did paid off, because he's an awesome family group.
He was. Awesome. All right, guys, I'm going to let you guys just move on down here so you can see the screen and worship with us.
Stay up here.
Oh, he wants to stay. Tell you what, he says he can stay up here, Lisa. I guess they'll work around us.
Stand up. You guys probably know this song, don't you?